Hello, this is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint Westerville. Welcome to the DriveCast today. This past weekend in Westerville, we talked about this incredible conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus. In this passage in John chapter 3, Jesus really gives us kind of a picture as to how he thinks about salvation, about what it means to be born again, and about his role as Savior of the world. In this conversation, Nicodemus, this Pharisee, this ruling leader of over Israel, comes to Jesus at night and asks a question, who are you? Are you from God or not? That kind of a thing. But Jesus answers a question that Nicodemus really didn't ask, but it's a question that all of us really want to know. And that is, what does it take to go to heaven? What does it mean to be right with God? And Jesus answers that question by saying that, you know, we all must be born again, that we can't just be born once physically. There must be a new birth spiritually. And in that answer, you know, Nicodemus says, well, how's that supposed to happen? You can't go into your mom's womb a second time. And he's right. Jesus was trying to explain to him, there must be something bigger that takes place. This moment when we receive Christ, we believe in his name, we believe in what he's done on the cross, and somehow, miraculously, the Lord puts his spirit in us. We become born again spiritually. And it's interesting because Jesus actually says that this is something that he's been planning forever. This is something God has planned out, and that you shouldn't be surprised, Nicodemus, by this sign. And then he appeals to Nicodemus, who was a Jewish leader who would have understood the Old Testament, to a story that's found all the way back in Numbers 21 in verses 4 through 9. What happened in that instance, there were these, the Israelites who were pulled up out of Egypt. They were traveling in the desert, and they were grumbling against God. They had grumbled against Moses because of their lack of water, the fact that all they were eating was manna, and they wanted more. They were grumbling. And so God kind of said, okay, if you don't want my protection, you don't want my leadership over you, I'll take my hand away from you. That's kind of, in essence, what happened. And snakes started to appear in their midst and biting them. Now these, the people, the Israelites who were getting bit, were obviously crying out to God saying, God, help us, help us, help us. And Moses appealed to God. And here's what God told Moses to do: to make a bronze snake and stick it on a pole and lift it up, and everyone who looks upon that pole is going to be saved. Now, it appears to be a really random act on God's part. But Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus that this is a sign. In the same way that the pole was lifted up in the desert, that serpent was on the pole, in that same way, the Son of Man is going to be lifted up. And what appears to be something extremely random, and you kind of have to look at it and think, God, why would you do that? Why did you have Moses lift up this pole with a serpent on it? But in the same way, it was a picture of salvation. So that all the young Israelites who grew up understanding that passage, people like Nicodemus, would recognize that there would come a day when Jesus was going to be lifted up on a cross. And that would be the sign as the Savior of the world. And I think all of us need to come to a place where we not only recognize that, but if you're like me, if you're someone who's a believer, how would we explain that to someone else? So I would just say, even right now, that if you're at a place in your life where the cross means a lot to you, what Jesus did on the cross, and it's a time of gratitude to say to God, even right now, God, thank you so much for saving me, for opening my eyes to see that you are the Savior, that Jesus is that Savior. It's also a time maybe to talk to God. Maybe there's someone in your life that you're praying for. And maybe that God would give you an opportunity to share the gospel with them, this incredible news that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Maybe take a second just to pray for that person and pray that God will use you as an instrument of someone who can share that gospel. Well, I hope that's been an encouragement to you, and I wish you a blessed day. Take care.